speaking with Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Another active council meeting yesterday. First of all, let's talk about something that I think a lot of people are going to find to be a big change, and that has to do with some traffic changes with regards to the Bear Street and Buffalo Street interchange. What's going on there?
As you know, council has been discussing the transportation master plan for several weeks now. So we made some budget amendments yesterday to facilitate some of the implementation of some of these things that we can do fairly quickly, fairly easily, and fairly inexpensively. Starting on June 24th at the Bear Street and Buffalo Street interchange, no parking, no stopping, one in front of the post office on Buffalo Street, and also in front of 101 Bear Street, which is where the library and the seniors are. To remedy that situation, we are adding handicap stalls only on Bear Street, closer to the White Museum. And the seniors bus that always picks up in front of the senior center, that will continue to be allowed to stop and pick up and load there. And for our other seniors, they'll be able to continue to park in designated handicap stalls just a little bit further back. And we're also adding two new handicap stalls right around the corner on Buffalo Street. With respect to the post office out front, we're adding parking into the Central Park parking lot. Our data shows us that it's the congestion in that intersection that actually causes significant backups, not only on Banff Avenue, across the bridge, Mountain Avenue, and down Lynx and Bear Street, sometimes as far back as Banff Park Lodge. The reason the parking has to leave is because we're putting turning lanes in at both parts of that intersection, in front of the post office and in front of the library.
And some other changes as well with regards to parking around the high school, on Railway, and on Beaver Street.
One thing we noted was that there's no parking in front of the high school, which is necessary during the school year, but during the summer, it's not necessary. So we are going to put some more parking right in front of the high school. We're going to be putting RV parking only onto Railway, and we're going to trial angle parking on Beaver Street, which will give us 33 additional spots. And I think it's important to say these are trials, and we're going to be watching and monitoring closely, and we're very hopeful that they're successful. On the other hand, if they're not, then we'll have to relook at it.
Speaking of traffic, some changes as well with regards to traffic infractions and bylaw infractions, bringing those kind of into the year 2013 here.
Our traffic fines have not been raised for nearly 10 years. Banff was about 11% below average for general parking infractions and 40% below for time limit fines. So what that means is our unreduced fine for time limit parking will be raised to $50. However, if you pay it within 7 days, it'll be reduced to $30. And we now have the ability to pay those fines online. We did note as well in the bylaw that for whatever reason, our illegal skateboarding and our illegal cycling bylaws had different infraction prices. So we have put both of those at $100. What that really means is about skateboarding and cycling on the sidewalks, particularly on Banff Avenue.
You guys are looking at doing some changes with regards to commercial space transfer while still keeping that commercial cap in place?
Yes, absolutely. And these, we've done second reading of two bylaws, and they're not simplistic to understand. The first one is commercial use development allotment transferability. What that means is if a developer has obtained commercial square footage, they could transfer a portion of it or all of it, all of their allotment, to another property under certain conditions. I mean, as everybody's aware, we have a limited amount of commercial square footage and we are very close to being at commercial build-out. The other bylaw, it allows for transferability of commercial gross square floor area. And what that means is that space that is currently allocated as commercial could make itself non-commercial and then that square footage could be transferred to another property. The example that was given was if a hotel, for whatever reason, decided to change some guest rooms into staff accommodation, which would be considered not commercial, then they would have extra commercial square footage that they potentially could do something else with. Our hope is it gives developers more flexibility and greater incentive to keep reinvesting in our community while completely respecting the commercial cap and not increasing the commercial cap.
Finally, it looks like you guys have installed a really neat new fixture in the Bear Street Parkade for electric vehicles.
Yeah, we're very proud of it. We've installed an electric car charger, which was donated by Sun Country Highway, and that is in the Bear Street Parkade. Certainly Banff already is a major destination on the Green Highway, and some of our hotels locally also have chargers. ours and the charger at the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel are open to the public. So we have a little event on Wednesday morning, and apparently I'm going to get to ride in a very sporty Tesla electric car.
Oh, that's exciting.
That works.
Right on. Well, thanks for the update. And of course, you can follow along with council updates on Twitter, Banff_town. Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks so much, Rob.